This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas said it launched missiles at Tel Aviv on Sunday for the first time in 4 months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Air raid sirens blared in Tel Aviv on Sunday, sending residents running for cover for the first time in months. Hamas militant group said it had launched a missile attack on Israel's largest city. Video obtained by Reuters shows the remains of a rocket outside a school. Another rocket struck Min Herzliya, north of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military said 8 projectiles were identified crossing from the area of Rafah, the southern tip of the Gaza Strip. It said a number of the projectiles were intercepted. Israel's emergency services said they'd received no reports of casualties. But the volley demonstrated the armed Palestinian group's resilience despite Israel's Gaza offensive.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. At least 8 people were killed on Sunday by Israeli strikes in villages across southern Lebanon, Lebanese security sources said. Hezbollah said on Sunday it mourned 4 of its fighters from Israeli strikes, and it responded to the attacks by launching dozens of rockets towards Israeli Army Reserve units along Israel's northern border. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, running in parallel to the nearly 8-month-long war in Gaza, has been the most intense since 2006. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Bangladesh evacuated nearly 800,000 people from vulnerable areas on Sunday as the country and neighboring India awaited the arrival of a severe cyclone that formed over the Bay of Bengal. The storm is expected to cross Bangladesh and India's West Bengal coast, with gusts up to 135 miles.